This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Early childhood development remains a fundamental driver in improving the personal and interpersonal developments of any child. In light of this, Builders and My School, My Village, My Planet have partnered to help South Africans make a contribution towards the development of children. The partnership supports early learning by building and revamping school spaces, equipping classrooms, and training teachers. This cause is so close to my heart. Children are truly our future. And if we can give them the resources to not only survive, but thrive, then we are really creating the leaders of tomorrow. Today on the Good Things Guy Jackpot, I've got Roshana Burnett from Builders and Helene Brand from My School, My Village, My Planet, who have joined me today to talk about this incredible new partnership and also to give us the incredible amount, I don't know what it is yet, but the incredible amount that South African shoppers have raised in the past year. Roshana, can you tell us a little bit more about the partnership with Builders and My School, My Village, My Planet, and how it came about?
You know, Brent, Builders is a solid business. We've been around for a very long time. And, you know, we employ almost 10,000 people. We really do have a solid social conscience. And we have the Builders Card program, and there's some nice benefits there. We also wanted to add something for the community. You know, the benefits that are there, they benefit our customers directly, but we wanted to add a bit more where we actually benefit the communities that we operate within and that our staff live in, right? A lot of them. So we were looking for a partner that had really good values aligned with ours, that had really, really good governance in place, and that had a presence throughout marginalized communities in our country. And this, the My School program is legendary, to be perfectly honest. And we're very, very happy that we were able to create a happy, happy connection with My School.
Well, I've done many things with My School, My Village, My Planet. I mentioned off air how I went to Kruger National Park a couple of years ago and got to experience them launching this new plane to help with poachers and anti-poaching and really looking after our animals. It was an incredible project to be part of. But Helene, for those that don't know, can you tell us a little bit more about what My School, My Village, My Planet exactly is?
Sure. Well, My School, My Village, My Planet, besides being a mouthful, is a national, essentially a community loyalty program. It is a program that equips people like you and me to give back to the schools and the causes that we care about. And for me, the best part is that it doesn't cost me a cent to participate. So the program raises funds for over 8,000 schools and charities across the country. We're giving back around 8 million rand or more per month. And it's a partnership, essentially, between the retail businesses such as Builders, customers or consumers like you and me, who we call supporters, and the schools and charities that benefit. It really is a win-win-win situation. Everybody is winning from this program.
Those numbers are inspirational. 8 million rand a month. Roshana, how do Builders customers or people that are in South Africa, how do they get involved?
So, Brent, during this time, we've obviously had a lot more customers coming into our store during lockdown. So people are spending even more money on their homes. And wouldn't it be wonderful to give the benefit of that right back to these wonderful causes? The easy way to get involved is, there are two types of customers out there. There's the type of customer who has a Builders card and they have a My School card. And what they have to do is go onto our website and then link those two cards.
Well, I certainly did a bit of shopping and a bit of DIY during lockdown. I think it was a combination of social media peer pressure and Pinterest, because Pinterest is a real problem in my life. I see things and then I want to create them. It's a real problem. Helene, can you maybe tell us a little bit more about the beneficiaries? How are they selected? Where are they situated? And how many in total have been assisted since the beginning of this partnership with Builders?
Through the Builders partnership, we've really been making a big impact. And one of our main focus areas is to improve and support quality early childhood education in South Africa. Now, if you're a bit of a nerd like me, I have read the South African National Development Plan and I know what the UN Sustainable Goals are. But just very practically also as a parent, when you see the impact of investing in young children, and I'm specifically mentioning now children under the age of six, you know that the investment pays off double and triple fold in the long run. The research shows us that when you as a country or as a community invest in young children, the quality of their education, it increases the likelihood that that child will complete matric, for example. They will have lifelong benefits. Their families will be wealthier. They will have better jobs. They are less likely to end up in jail. It is tremendous. So both Boulders and My School, My Village, My Planet have a keen interest in investing in quality early childhood education. And that's why we've really been focusing on those types of organizations. And then secondly, we look to work with organizations that show leadership, amazing governance, and most importantly, long-term impact. So if I look at some of the recent investments, it would be in the training of teachers, early childhood development equipment for classrooms, and also the infrastructure to improve and make sure that the learning environment is safe.
Oh, the big word there for me is sustainability. I think it's so important when it comes to beneficiaries or charities or NGOs that whatever they're doing is sustainable. So to hear that you're supporting these causes and these incredible initiatives that are sustainable and trying to move South Africa forward, it does really excite me. Roshana, the partnership began during COVID-19, at the beginning of lockdown. What were some of the difficulties that you may have experienced over this time?
You know, as a business, Brent, we, I think, experienced the kind of difficulties that lots of businesses experienced during this time, retail businesses in particular. Obviously, there was a period where we couldn't trade. And sadly, the beneficiaries that would have benefited during that time, you know, the money that would have been spent wasn't spent during that time. But fortunately, it wasn't for very long. In terms of getting the partnership going, there was no real hitch because of COVID in terms of that, but just getting the contribution and starting to grow that. I mean, there was a little bit of a slow start, but we certainly have caught up and then some, and it's just going to get better and better.
Lena, I'm going to point the same question in your direction. Obviously, yes, South Africans have felt this, corporates have felt this. We've all been in this traumatic space during this time. But I'm guessing, and I'm only assuming, that beneficiaries really faced a tragedy when the lockdown sort of hit South Africa. How has your support helped them?
Absolutely. You know, the situations that we've been through has made us more insular. And actually what we need now is more of an outward view, thinking about how we can help and support others. Take the early learning sector, for example. COVID-19 and specifically the lockdowns have just had a tremendously negative impact on those centers, which essentially are small businesses, most of them run by women. They're private small businesses, their government support is minimal, and being forced to close for many weeks on end and then being forced to operate at a reduced capacity while still employing their own staff who then have to feed their own families. Financially, it's been a bit crippling. We were just so relieved when early learning centers were allowed to reopen, but the requirements for reopening were quite stringent. So Boulders and My School helped a lot of ECD centers to reopen safely and as soon as possible after the restrictions were lifted. We equipped classrooms with standing sanitizer stands, infrared thermometers, special hand washing units so that children could wash their hands regularly, have access to safe drinking water, all the consumables that schools need on a daily basis to sanitize. So you can imagine if you're a business owner, you're so keen to reopen, get those kids back into the classroom. But if you don't have the money to buy the cleaning equipment, you really are stuck. So I feel so proud and happy about the work that we've been able to do to help early learning centers reopen safely.
How much has been paid over since the beginning of the partnership with My School, My Village, My Planet?
Brent, I'm so happy to say this number. It actually makes me grin inside every time I say it. But we have paid over 2 million rand.
I wish that this podcast also had video because my jaw is on my table. That is a large amount of money that is going towards helping this development, this early childhood development.
Indeed it is. We're very, very happy about it. It's such a wonderful way for Boulders to show social conscience and social awareness. It's really wonderful.
Well done to South Africa, and more importantly, well done to the builders' customers for jumping on board and getting involved. Helene, what other big projects do you have for the rest of the year?
Brent will be announcing some big projects during September. We're planning on working with early living centers in the Eastern Cape, specifically need infrastructure upgrades, toilets, and educational resources. Plus, the good news is that Builders is going to keep on giving. And as everyday individuals, we can help give more. So the more money we raise, the more money we can pay back and pay out. And organizations that want to apply for funding, if you're an early learning sector organization, you want to apply for funding, you can contact My School, My Village, My Planet, and we will help you through that process.
And we are so excited to be part of all of those new ventures in the Eastern Cape. It's a tight and sad stories that we hear from that side of the world. It's tough. It's tough down there.
All right. So here's the big thing. We want to raise more money. We want to get more people to help. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to get more people, South Africans, being active citizens. Roshana, if there is anyone listening who wants to read or learn more about this partnership or really get involved, where do they go for more information?
Brent, there are two places that they can go. They can go onto the Builders website and they can go onto the Builders card page. It's builders.co.za/builders-card. And they'll find all the information they need there. And of course, the big thing is remember to swipe your card. Swipe, swipe every time you come into your Builders store. Whether you're spending, you know, 500 Rand or 5,000 Rand or 50,000 Rand, please, please remember to swipe your card, because it's every swipe that gives us the contribution.
Swipe, swipe, swipe those cards. Helene, if people want to get more information about My School, My Village, My Planet, where do they go?
Absolutely. If you don't have a My School, My Village, My Planet card yet, you can visit myschool.co.za or download the free My School app and sign up immediately. Make sure that you're selecting the cause or a school that you're really passionate about, and link that card number on the Builders card page that Roshana's just mentioned to make sure the money goes to the cause you care about.
It's that easy to get involved. You just need to spend money in the places that you love to give back to these great good causes that we love. So I'm going to end it there. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today. I've got a DIY project that I need to do, and there's a Builders with my name on it. Thank you very much. I'm wishing you guys all only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.